35th and 202nd. There are times, deep in the night, when it wakes me up. I'll lay there and listen to the night. The avenue has been empty. No tires screeching, no Newsday truck rumbling, no music blaring. In a sea of people, the dark is quiet and still. Not silent, but quiet. Because there, deep in the upper right-hand corner, it creeps, the sequencing of the light, a pattern of clicks and hues. I sit up and look out to see life as the corner has come to know it. Hands and people, people and hands, sometimes all orange, others all white, usually a mix of the two, talking to us and living life, quietly, motionlessly, inanimately. They tell us to stop while they themselves go, back and forth, over and over, at the corner of 35th and 202nd.